Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 10th day of February 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's warming up. I mean, even this morning, I mean, it was in the teens. Now we're in the 20s, and, you know, we're getting 50, up to 60, and it's not showing it. It's not showing moisture in the future. I mean, spring rain, will we get spring rain? I don't know. I think that it's going to get drier than hell again so that they can shut the fucking woods down so that they, you know, they can keep the people fucking confined on the reservation here in this goddamn little fucking two-horse town. Ain't going to work. Oh, let's see. Alberta Premier lied about ending vaccine mandates, so the border blockade is back on. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Alberta Premier lied about ending vaccine mandates, and it's not a goddamn vaccine, it is a goddamn biological kill agent. Quit calling it a vaccine. I mean, when we use their terminology, of course this is from Evolve, I don't know who in the hell you are, but when we use their terminology, you know, amendments, democracy, this goddamn vaccine is not a vaccine. Right on the CDC site, go look it up. When you're putting out fucking misinformation, man, I mean, you might not even realize you're doing it. But when you speak, they're speaking lies. I mean, it's not a vaccine. It is a goddamn biological kill agent designed to fucking cull the fucking world population. Plain and simple. Mandates, so the border blockade is back on. Really? We talked about this yesterday, didn't we? I guess they're not backing down. I guess that even if they did fucking back off of one or two fucking things, the mandate on the truckers, which actually they, I guess they haven't done that at all anyway. Well, we're going to come back. Now here comes the fucking horn honk and keep the place clean. Keep the garbage picked up. That's going to teach them. That's going to get your goddamn freedom back. They're fucking laughing at you. This is from Evolve, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Premier Kenney of Alberta didn't end the mandates as reported. Well, then why'd you report that he did? He ended some of them, but the worst ones are still in effect. The vaccine passports called Restriction Exemption Program, REP, would be eliminated at midnight tonight. However, this is what remains. The QR, I still don't know what that is. Codes, check in gates. I guess that's what it is. At roadblocks would continue. That I almost said vaccine myself. Yeah, biological kill agent requirements will remain. Biological kill agent determination can continue to continue by private businesses with government support. Government healthcare workers must still be injected with biological kill agents or get fired. Entertainment venues would be allowed to still to sell food and drinks again, but customers must be seated. The rules on closing times, alcohol service times, table capacity in restaurants, and social distancing would remain in place. Pretty much fucking strings on you like a puppet. Running your fucking life, man. Telling you how you're going to fucking live in your personal fucking being. They'll probably have to take an annual shot. The trucker vaccine mandate is a federal mandate, and that will still apply to cross-border truckers. In other words, a majority of the mandates, the main mandate was about the cross-border truckers, wasn't it? In other words, a majority of the mandates would still continue through to, oh, here we are again in March. Remember when this whole shit began? It took a couple of weeks to get the curve in March. This lie. This fucking goddamn propaganda program that they would fucking use to fucking steal trillions and fucking assert, I guess just fucking assert fucking powers that they do not fucking have and cannot fucking have. I mean, just to fucking, I'm dictating this and you're going to do it. No, I'm fucking not. You don't dictate to me. I'm a free individual, sovereign, national motherfucker. I feel for the people up in Canada. You guys better, I'm telling you guys, there's only one fucking way out of this. You better get fucking mean, and if you do have guns, you better get those motherfuckers out and get the, don't polish them, please. Use them! Wipe these motherfuckers out! Man, one good fucking goddamn attack on these son of a bitches anywhere would fucking suffice to fucking say, hey, we're not fucking around here. March 1st, a lot of mandates will remain. Sounds like every goddamn one of them to me. The truckers will not accept it. Here comes the fucking horns again. They believe it's a bad deal, do you think? They're back blocking, I guess it's couts, blockading couts. Farmers are joining the blockade. The border is blockaded completely now, and the police are planning to move them to another location. And I'm sure they're going to comply. Because, man, whatever we do, we don't want to be violent to these fucking people who would fucking beat your ass, stuff and cuff you, and fucking throw you through a fucking window if they wanted to. And get the fuck away with it, too. Don't you see when a goddamn tyranny, when a fucking international communist fucking dictatorship, a communist slash fucking fascist corporate capitalist fucking dictatorship is being fucking inserted on your people?
Well, hell, Harry, they trying to kill it with the shock.
Well, hell yes. I mean, goddamn, they're telling you to take this goddamn shot. We'll starve you to death, I guess, is really what it comes down to. In some countries, you know, that you can't even get, not allowed to sell people food unless they can show you that they have been fucking, they've taken the biological kill agent. Fuck this shit, man. Some Canadians are saying, yeah, we've got guns. Well, you better get those son of a bitches out and use them. You better show them that you ain't fucking around. This is all way past fucking time. By generations, actually, here in the United States, they have been violating our fucking goddamn supreme, superior, absolute fucking law ratified by we the people in December 15, 1791. It has been the fucking law, and it has been fucking violated ad nauseum for generations. These fucking communists. I was born into goddamn communism. And then taught, oh, worship George E. Washington, that fucking Mason piece of shit. Worship these motherfucking aristocrats who are now calling themselves the ruling class, which makes you the class that is ruled, which makes you a fucking subject. I'm nobody's fucking subject. I'm a free man, an individual, free, sovereign, national, for the little united, little s states of the Americas. You can put a big N on that national. Oh, I hear you fucking listen to this shit. I mean, you got to look for something to talk. I mean, it's just all fucking, it's just topsy-turvy, fucking psychotic bullshit that needs to be fucking hammered down. Mother unable to find child care due to COVID. COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You can say it 10,000 times. We'll say it 50,000 times more. It does not fucking exist. You can't show it. You've never been able to. You had proof, and as many people are screaming it out, and people offering fucking money to see the goddamn study that isolated, boy, you'd be jumping on it, wouldn't you? You're fucking liars. You've been proven to be liars, and anybody that listens to you is a fucking fool. They can be nothing but a fucking fool. You see that somebody is a fucking liar, they tell you themselves they're fucking liars. And still, if it's something that you just wish was true, and they say it, oh, I'm going to believe this one. You ignorant sons of bitches. COVID closures, arrested in front of her children for letting her 14-year-old daughter babysit. This is from 100% Fed Up. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. I know my sister's babysat. So, you know, I asked Laura when I read this thing. I said, I know you babysat. How old were you? Would you babysit at 14? And she said, no, by 14, I was working at the restaurant. She said, I babysat when I was like 12 years old. Because I'd make 10 bucks if I stayed overnight. You know, I mean, 10 bucks, a lot of money back then, you know, 12 years old. But I mean, goddamn, when we were growing up, when we got, you know, we got in our teens, especially, you know, when one of us turned 14, God, for God's sake, fuck, mom and dad leave us fucking for days. Hell, we could take care of our fucking selves. I mean, they were right there. The phone was right fucking there. It's just, I mean, this is just fucking pure fucking plain ass tyranny. And either we're going to fucking accept it or we're going to shoot it the fuck out of this fucking country and hang the motherfuckers responsible for it. Get rid of this motherfucking unlawful fucking corporation created in violation of our law and all the fucking goddamn statutes and fucking policies that were fucking built upon this fucking lie. I have to go. They have to go, and we have to return to the fucking Bill of Rights, the true fucking law of this fucking land, the absolute law, which is the fucking absolute jurisdictional authority of we the people. We're free! We're at liberty, motherfuckers, and you ain't taking it. Huh, let's see here. The Daily Mail reports. A single mother faces 1 year in prison after she left her 14-year-old daughter, let her 14-year-old daughter babysit her siblings while she went to work at the beginning of the pandemic. At an act some are calling reckless and others defend as the act of a desperate mother. Fucking this, you're talking about babysitting a kid. And the little guy, well, the little guy got loose, man. It's going to happen once in a fucking while. I guarantee it won't happen again. But I mean, what do you, I mean, you reckless? God damn, I would like to have seen you come and tell my fucking parents they were reckless. They'd have shot you right there on the fucking spot, you ignorant fucks. What we do with our children ain't none of your goddamn business, and you better get your fucking noses out of it before you get them broke. Melissa Henderson, a single mother of five, is charged with criminal reckless conduct after she left her children under the care of her eldest child, 14-year-old, it looks like Lindley, in May 2020, when COVID doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't, it doesn't fucking exist. Quit saying it. It doesn't fucking exist. Shut down their daycare center. No, COVID didn't shut down their daycare center. A fucking lie did. And fucking a seizure of fucking power without jurisdictional authority did. Not COVID, because COVID doesn't exist. It's a lie. Lindley was reportedly engaging in online learning. See, so she's watching her siblings and doing stuff and trying to fucking do school and everything. I mean, they're trying to fuck with us. They're fucking with us, and we ain't doing nothing about it. Somebody comes out and starts picking and pushing and fucking with you, you know. You take it for just a little while. Well, I don't take it very long. I never did. But some people will take it for just a while, and then you just turn around and you beat the shit out of them like the bully on the playground. You either do it or you take it the rest of your fucking life, and you leave it to the next fucking generation to take it for the rest of their fucking life. I'm not going to fucking cower from you. I'm not going to cower from you fucking cowards. You spineless pieces of shit. Don't scare me one goddamn bit. Within about 10 to 15 minutes, Lindley noticed he was gone. So we got 10 to 15 minutes. He was gone and found him at his friend's house down the street. Whoa. My God. Oh, my God. Call the fuck. Jesus Christ Almighty. Hey, Como killed thousands of fucking people. And he did, you know, fucking deliberate fucking homicide, murder. We ain't going to charge him with nothing. We can't do nothing. I mean, it's just, it's credible. The charges against him are credible, but the district attorney just isn't going to charge him. Wonder why. There's not supposed to be district attorneys. There's not supposed to be goddamn state attorney generals, federal attorney generals, no fucking attorney generals. The government, the jurisdictional authority in this country belongs to we the people within the common fucking law. That's what autonomy means, you motherfuckers. Can you believe that? I mean, if they brought this in front of a common law court, fucking, you know, first there would have to be a victim, you know, who was going to claim to be the victim? Well, let's see what we've got here. But in the meantime, the friend's mom called the police. Oh, so you're the victim? What was your damage, ma'am? Oh, well, she wasn't watching her kid the way I think that a kid should be watched. I mean, she let her daughter, you don't want just, it's a matter, this is your hypothetical opinion that something might go wrong if a kid walks down the fucking street to his friend's house, huh? And you think that's going to fly in a common law court, a hypothetical opinion? That woman would end up countersuing you and owning everything you own and kicking your fucking ass out on the street, bitch. You fucking narking, ratting bitch. But in the meantime, the friend's mom called the police. And about 2 weeks later, Henderson was arrested in front of her children, according to Reason magazine. Now Henderson, a single mom in Blairsville, Georgia, is facing criminal reckless conduct charges for letting her 14-year-old babysit. God damn, like I said, well, when we were 12, my mom and dad take off for go to Reno for the fucking weekend. We had rules. Kept the doors locked, you know. We weren't allowed to go no fucking where. When we would stay there, they'd get us, you know, a bunch of candy and fucking all the goodies, and, you know, fucking we'd get to sit and watch TV, and we had games to play and whatever we did. But we, you know, you're staying in the house, keep the doors locked. You have any problems, call the fucking sheriff down the fucking street. Old Archie Youngblood, he was just down the fucking street. Wasn't nobody going to harm us in any fucking way, and they knew it. They knew we knew it. By the time we were 12, we could have fucking took care. When I was fucking goddamn 16 years old, I had my own goddamn house. I had a job. I had a vehicle. When I was 15 years old, I had a job and I had a fucking vehicle before I had a license, a full-time fucking job. But I lived at home, and then late, by the time I was 16, I was living in my own fucking place, man. I mean, shit, man. In the fucking Revolutionary War, what they call the Revolutionary War, the uprising that was hijacked, goddamn kids out there fucking 10 and 11 years fucking old doing drummers, marching in line for fucking and getting shot down like every fucking buddy else in the goddamn army. What kind of fucking cunts have you people become? A 14-year-old, facing criminal reckless conduct charges for letting her 14-year-old babysit. The charges carry a maximum penalty of 1 year in prison and a fine of $1,000. Well, Como didn't even get that for murdering 1,000 fucking people, did he? In fact, he's running for fucking office. He's got a $16 million fucking war chest. Oh, equality. There is no goddamn law in this motherfucking country. And that's what the fucking problem is, people. There's the only law that exists is that fucking Bill of Rights. Is that common American common law. And we're not fucking enforcing it. And we're the ones that have to enforce it. We're the ones who had to kill to fucking get it. Or our ancestors did. My ancestors did. So it belongs to me. My individual freedom and liberties, there is no fucking victim here. But listen to this shit. The arresting officer, deputy motherfucking, motherfucker is what I'm going to call him, Mark Pilot, that's what it looks like, Pilot, wrote in his report that anything terrible could have happened. Here we go with the fucking hypotheticals again. Did anything happen? No. Well, you know what? A fucking meteor could have come out of the goddamn sky and hit the fucking house and killed them all. It could have happened. Found a very big, good chance of it. But, I mean, convicting people, I mean, this is what the goddamn Bill of Rights and the procedural due process was put in place to fucking prevent. This could happen. This might be. Somebody said an anonymous caller gets somebody fucking killed, and they can't even tell you who the fucking caller was. What happened to that fourth article fucking right to a goddamn warrant with an affidavit attached with the person responsible for the motherfucker for being at your fucking door or being around you or trying to seize you or any of your property, your paper, your house, to even invade your fucking house? Well, see, don't you see what they're fucking doing here? If they cannot have their one world order, their one world bank, and their one world slave system, as long as that fucking Bill of Rights is fucking alive, and it's very much alive, and it's beginning more alive every fucking day. Every day more people are finding out who they are. Listen to what they're talking. They're talking hypotheticals here. Do you want to live in a fucking goddamn place where you can be fucking put in jail for a maybe? This could have happened. Hell, anything can happen. That's why it's called open subject matter. That's why they put that Commerce Clause and that General Welfare Clause in that fraudulent fucking Constitution that was never fucking given the consent of we the people. That's why the goddamn Bill of Rights was written. I mean, you can find this shit right in the goddamn Anti-Federalist Papers. That's what the people fled fucking England and fucking Europe for. Because they didn't want to live under fucking shit like this. And you do not have any excuse because you are fucking allowing it. Anything terrible could have happened. Well, hell yes. Right now I'm sitting here, I guess I'm negligent because anything terrible could happen right now. A goddamn meteor could come through my fucking, very unlikely. But a goddamn meteor could. I mean, it's not impossible that a meteor could come through the roof and kill me right here. Oh, goddamn, I'm negligent. Laura's negligent for letting me come up them fucking stairs. How stupid do you think we fucking are, you motherfuckers? Shove your hypotheticals up your fucking hypothetical asses. You have no fucking fact. And law requires fact. The common law requires absolute fucking fact. And it is the highest law in this land, and you are in gross violation of it, and it's going to hang your fucking asses. You'll see how fucking real law works. Anything terrible could have happened to Thaddeus, including being kidnapped. Well, you know, they could kidnap a kid in a store. I guess if you don't have, I mean, what's the standard here? And whose business is it to start with? This fucking bitch down the street? I'll tell you what, man, she wouldn't be very fucking popular around me. Kidnapped, he could be, including being kidnapped, run over, or bitten by a venomous snake, people. He could have been attacked by a grizzly bear. It's not impossible. I mean, this is hypothetical. This is the kind of shit. This is what you got without your fucking goddamn procedural due process rights, people. This is what you have. You have a goddamn corporate fucking court, a Walmart fucking court, that could fucking put you in jail for a year in a corporate fucking jail that they make money off you being in jail for a fucking year for a maybe it could, a maybe. No, that is not beyond a reasonable fucking doubt by any stretch of the fucking imagination. But that will not be the standard. Because you don't have the standard, because you do not have the procedural due process, because you do not have the common law course, that's why you're at the second article. You gotta get it back in place. You gotta enforce the fucking law and put the goddamn courts, the supreme courts of this land, the supreme authority of we the people, in the common law juries, back in place. And then we can take cocksuckers like this bitch that fucking called, and this son of a bitch and cop, pig, son of a bitch and bastard, and we can fucking hang them for treason and sedition for fucking trying to fucking cause us harm on a hypothetical under color of fucking law. Because it is not law. It is absolutely cannot be law. It is actually forbidden by the law. Could have happened, huh? When Henderson protested that the kid was only gone a few minutes, Pilot, that's the pig, responded that a few minutes was all the time a venomous snake needed. Do you got a venomous snake? Was there a venomous snake found in the fucking area? Where in the hell are you pulling this shit out of your ass? What? This is the goofy, I'm telling you, this is where it's all headed, people. This is they just edge over more and more with people they think they can get over on. Now these people that go pay all this money for a lawyer, this woman's working. So evidently they ain't fucking filthy fucking rich. So she's going to fucking, now she's going to have to pay some sleazy ass fucking lawyer. But that fucking is one of the king's goddamn esquires. He's a foreign motherfucker operating in foreign fucking law on our fucking real estate in violation of our fucking law. He's going to get some big chunk of her fucking, of her sweat. She's working for a family, goddamn it. Her daughter's babysitting the kid so she could go out and make some goddamn money so they can live. You thieving, scum-sucking pieces of shit. And then you see people come up and try to defend these motherfucking United States goddamn Blackwater motherfuckers. These are private motherfucking security agencies, and they're fucking ran by fucking private fucking corporations. They have zero jurisdictional authority over any free man or free woman, free individual, sovereign national of this country. They can't have it. We have the fucking Bill of Rights. That's our fucking law, and it is the supreme superior law of this land, because we the people are the supreme superior fucking jurisdictional authority, because we have the fucking guns to back it. Got it? This is fucking unbelievable. Henderson's lawyer, there you go, here's one of these fucking goddamn parasites. Now he's attached to her ass. He'll keep his ass attached to her too, because then they'll want her to do this fucking little class over here and pay one, Uncle Izzy a fucking, some money for a parenting class that she can't afford, and she can't afford to work, to fucking miss work to get it. And then they'll fucking, we can probably get that changed for another couple $1,000. You get a second job, and well, I can't even do one fucking job. I ain't got nobody to watch my kids. I don't know if this woman has a husband, but this son of a bitch should be acting right now. Probably out in the fucking garage polishing his fucking gun. Henderson's lawyer claims the charges are unconstitutional. That's a proof thing that constitutes, you fucking retards. That constitution is fucking irrelevant. We never gave consent for it. We the people are the power in this goddamn country. We are the authority in this country. Our Bill of Rights was fucking law before it was ever attached to the fraudulent fucking constitution that never was. I love you fucking idiots. Do you read? Or do you watch fucking 10 minutes of fucking Fox News and that's your fucking day? You're informed. You'll tell you, I mean, you memorize the fucking slogans, the jargon, and the buzzwords. Hey, you're ready to go, buddy. You're a good citizen until they do something like this to you. And then, they can't do this. Well, yes, they can if you ain't got the fucking balls to enforce the law of your fucking nation, of your fucking people. They sure as hell can. They're fucking doing it, ain't they? And that's what we talk about. They ain't took the guns because they can't. If they could, do you think they would? They did this. Why? Because they could. They could get away with it. They weren't, I mean, these people weren't just working fucking people, working their ass off, probably two of them, trying to raise a couple of fucking kids to have a family in pure fucking misery in the middle of this lie of a coronavirus. There is no COVID-19. There is no COVID-19. And then they get this fucking shit heaped on my, and some, oh, the Henderson's lawyer, this fucking, the barrister, I mean, this goddamn esquire of the Queens. So that's one from Tonsa Thompson, though. Fuck you and your constitution. You're going to eat that motherfucker before you hang. A Georgia Supreme Court ruling in 1997 threw out the prosecution of a parent who left their child at home, allowing their older sibling to watch over them when they died in a tragic accident. The court claimed that the decision could not be seen as reckless conduct, since it is a decision that many parents make on a regular basis. Fuck yes! I grew up! I can still remember my childhood! God damn, man! What's it? This blew my ass away! 14-year-old? I'd fucking leave a 14-year-old responsible young lady to watch my children for fucking whatever time I had to be gone. I might be calling her every fucking once in a while. Everything good? Yeah, everything's good. Okay. We'll be back when we said. I mean, a 14 fucking year old can't babysit no more. Like I said, I asked Laura. I said, I know you babysit it because she's talked about it before. You know, the kids she babysit it. They were all good kids. I mean, it's just little stories you tell between one another, a man and his wife. And I said, how old were you? I mean, were you 14 when you babysat? I said, no, by the time I was 14, I was working in a restaurant. I babysatted when I was 12. And if I stayed all night, that means it was an overnight fucking deal. I got a whole $10. This is our fucking culture they're attacking here, people. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
to the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast Live.
Klein books us in here as they...
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Blues Travelers with Maybe I'm Wrong, Maybe I'm Right. But I ain't fucking... It's a hypothetical, isn't it? Oh, man. All right, what next we got here? Oh, British Columbia expands health care vaccine mandate to include dentists, chiropractors, and other regulated professionals. This is from CBS News. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It seems somebody did a victory lap just a little bit early, didn't they? BC Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry was announced that the has announced that the province's province's biological kill agent mandate for healthcare workers will now include dentists, chiropractors, and other health practitioners regulated by BC healthcare colleges. Now there's a fucking authority to have over your life, huh? Henry made the announcement. No, I didn't. At a news conference on Wednesday, the biological kill agent deadline under the new order is May 24th for all healthcare practitioners who were not covered by an initial order on October 26th. Boy, you guys got me. You Canadians straighten them motherfuckers out, man. Blow them horns and make sure you pick up the trash. The October 26 mandate covered all workers in acute care and long-term care settings. With Henry, no, I didn't, at the time announcing she was, I'm not a she, was working with the province's 19 regulatory colleges on the new order. Colleges? With authority over fucking individuals? Really? I guess it's time, that's like Walmart, it's time to take care of these motherfuckers, don't you think? It is the biological kill agent mandate in healthcare that has made a huge difference in our ability to manage through this wave, she said. What fucking wave? She said Wednesday. What fucking wave? Is that like that curve, that two-week curve? It's got some waves and curves. I love the way they love to use the fucking language this way. You old propagandists are pathetic. This is going to be a serious respiratory illness that's going to be with us for at least another year, guys. They know these things, like the 2 weeks and then 2 months, 3 months. And then the 4th of July was coming up, and it was all, nope, it ain't over yet. Because, I mean, we're still goddamn pharmaceutical, getting billions and billions of fucking, of your fucking dollars they're taking from you unlawfully at the point of a fucking gun. Oh, mercy. The new see, I'm having the problem. I'm not going to do this. The new biological kill agent mandate is set to be rolled out in a phased manner. Henry said, no, I didn't. And there will also be opportunities for those under the mandate to provide medical exemptions. The other states that regulate health professionals with one dose before March 24th may continue to work as long as they receive a second dose 28 to 35 days after their first dose. And if you ain't dead, the news conference come, and that was me saying that. The news conference comes a day after the BCNDP delivered its throne speech, in which the provisional government said keeping British Columbia safe and healthy as the COVID-19 doesn't exist, remains its top priority. The speech highlighted BC as having one of the highest biological kill agent fucking injection rates in North America. Restrictions on gatherings are set to expire on February 16th. Are they really? You sure? Just like they were going to have to release those documents in a week before they have to release those documents, which was only 5,000 when it was supposed to be 50,000. You're not even going to get to see those because they tell you that this is a biological kill agent.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, BC is over there by you, right? Just north of you, right? British Columbia, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of people talking about how lefty that place is, and I just thought about it. You know how they have the freaking West Coast out there where you guys that number of pure communism. So that shows you how all of this crap is just coordinated together.
Of course,
if you got the the West Coast of Canada and United States acting the same way with that same communist crap, as you know the leftists as they want to call it, that is highly highly coordinated and put together.
Well, yeah, I mean it's just like this so-called mass migration horse shit. You know what it takes to move an army of a fucking million fucking people? You know the kind of the kind of planning, I guess
logistics.
I'll have to, huh? Logistics, that's the word. Thank you, sir. The kind of logistics are involved in moving a million people any fucking where? I mean, even just fucking just getting them from one place to another. I mean, you have to eat, you have to piss, you have to shit, you have to have a place to lay your head, you have to stay warm, you have to be able to move. Well, hell, they're putting them on goddamn planes and flying them into here. They're probably flying them into fucking Canada. That's what amazes me, you know, people talk about, you know, they'll probably try to get guns, you know, but if you think about this fucking fentanyl. I mean, it is like a fucking untamed river flowing freely across the United States right into fucking Canada. And it's coming from where? China. They know where it's coming from. They know they are fucking sending this shit over here to kill our fucking people. Hey, but they're our number one buddy. As they set in the fucking little 2-centimeter pecker fucking Z Ping or whatever the fuck his name is, sits there and tells you, we're going to come over and we're going to rule the people of America. Get your fucking fat little ass over here and give her a go, buddy. Bring all your little fucking bees with you because we got fucking raid. The speech highlighted BC as having one of the highest fucking biological kill agent rates in North America. Restrictions on gatherings are set to expire February 15th, 16th. Now we got something to look forward to. And Health Minister Adrian Dick says the province is currently on track to see those eased or lifted. Fucking right. Do you believe them? Do you believe one fucking word coming out of their fucking mouths? This is a communist fascist takeover of fucking all of North fucking America, people. And if you let it happen, it will be because you let it happen. If you allow it, it will happen. If you don't allow it, it won't happen. You can crush these motherfuckers easily. You outnumber them 1,000 to 1. And in this country, goddamn, we have enough fucking guns in this country to arm everybody in Canada and everybody in the United States that wants to fucking kill these fucking communist treasonous pieces of fucking shit. And fascist pieces of shit, because they're all shit through the same hole. You know, they always try, capitalism is, the fascist thing, you know, it's not fascism. Well, yes, it is, because you have the goddamn robber barons, the fucking, the people who have stolen all of the fucking wealth from the fucking country, violating the law under the guise of, we're a corporation. We don't have to follow the law of this fucking country, the absolute fucking law for the people of this fucking country, by the people of this fucking country, ratified by the people of this country in December 15th, 1791. And if it doesn't, we don't, it's called unconstitutional. Fuck that constitution. Remove that goddamn Bill of Rights from that constitution. It still stands. It was the law before it was ever attached to that fucking constitution, which was a fraud and it was never consented to by we the fucking people. We are bound by nothing to fucking do anything these motherfuckers say. They have no jurisdictional authority over us, and to pretend that they do is treason and sedition. That buys them a fucking rope. Or they, and hell, let's face it, the ADL put it right in goddamn writing. We're declaring war on the Bill of Fucking Rights. That's declaring war on the people and the people's jurisdictional authority over this country. When you declare war, you can, why ain't the bullets flying at these motherfuckers? Instead, they're doing this wormy shit. This is how communists fight, like fucking worms that they are. They have no fucking spines. They have no fucking intelligence. They're just slimy. They'll sleaze down there. They'll burrow into a fucking pile of shit to fucking accomplish their fucking goal and love every bite of it.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Henry? I have to disagree with that last part about that they have no intelligence. They are very intelligent, and that's why so many of these places are lifting these mandates and restrictions, or so-called. They're not lifting it. They're softening it. And just like that fucking commie bitch said the other day to Wolf Blitzer, you know, they're preserving it so they can use it again. You're 100% right. They're little wormy bastards, and this is how they fight, you know. They pretend that they're softening things, but they don't soften the idea that they have authority over people. And when people accept that, when people say, okay, well, at least they lifted it, that's what they're looking for. It's a tactic. That's why I keep telling people, we are at war, and these are tactics of theirs. You know?
Well, yeah, they're
very intelligent. They're very cunning, I should say.
Well, I would put my hands out in front of me like I was weighing two things on a balance. And I would put fucking, their intelligence in one hand and the fucking stupidity, cowardice, and ignorance in the other hand. It'd be tough to weigh which one fucking went down first. I think that you have to be pretty fucking stupid to buy what they consider to be intelligent. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you have to be dead in the fucking head to buy it. In the first place. And it's not.
I guess I should say cunning. They're very cunning.
Yep, they're cunning and they're fucking sleazy. These are people whose Talmud tells them they can screw a fucking 3-year-old and it's okay because they'll forget it before they grow up. That's written right. I mean, this is a part of their fucking religion, man. And people, I mean, you show people this shit. You can go read it yourself. Go get in the look it up. I mean, just that right there enough, knowing that these are the people that are leading this shit. And like I said, all of this stuff, when they're lying right to your face, they said, well, let's start with that March fucking 2-week curve. Now, did they lie to you? Well, hell yes, they lied to you, and you're going to accept the next fucking lie? Is that because they're real smart for telling another lie, or because you're real stupid for fucking believing it? I vote for the latter. I'm sorry. Anyway, we're still on this lady who committed the heinous crime of letting her 14-year-old daughter fucking babysit her siblings. Then for nearly 8 minutes, Rylings lies on the floor in agony. Oh, wait a minute. That's another story. What the hell am I doing here? I must have missed the first. I moved the first page. There was another story. Oh, that's it. Here we are. Oh, here we are. Cop shoots, because they are running such a fucking propaganda program trying to get the people to start worshiping their fucking goddamn Blackwater USA private fucking standing army that every fucking one I see, I'm going to talk about it. Every fucking abuse that these fuckers commit, they have no jurisdictional authority. They can have no jurisdictional authority. A corporation cannot, I can't get a business license and hire somebody to come fuck with you at your fucking house and violate your rights. And they have no jurisdictional authority and they can't get it. Not through a fucking corporation. The only way any American national can have a jurisdictional authority brought onto them is through the fucking procedural due process in that goddamn common law we know as our Bill of Rights, ratified by we the people. And what day, guys? December 15, 1791. Ever since that fucking day, these motherfuckers have been, well, You got to go clear back to when Lincoln declared fucking goddamn martial law. You got to go clear back to the fucking beginning when people were enslaved after the fucking Bill of Rights after 1791. Anybody that was enslaved, fuck, was their rights being violated? Well, hell yes, they were being violated. But the people allowed it because they allowed fucking, you had a goddamn ruling class back then and everybody was kissing everybody's ass. You know, they used to call them brown nosers. There was a lot of names for the bastards, but, the bottom line is, they went along with it. They allowed it. And see that you start allowing, it's easy to allow. When it's going to benefit you and it's not even going to affect you, you're giving your brother's rights away and you're getting a bunch of fucking, goodies for doing it. And so you go ahead. Oh yeah, that's far. Me, man, I'm going to go to Republican retard or else a Democrat retard or whatever collective that can't exist in this goddamn country that is the country of fucking individuals. The Bill of Rights demands it. The Bill of Rights will not allow it to be any other fucking way. It is the absolute highest law in this fucking land. It is the law of we the people. It is our jurisdictional authority. And it is our goddamn obligation and duty to enforce the son of a bitch. But here we have cops shoot unarmed man inside a cell and is not charged. Taxpayers liable instead. I don't really care about that. Taxpayers liable instead thing just tells you that it's a corporation that was hired by a corporation that the son of a bitch worked for that did the murder. You're liable for it because you allowed that corporation to exist and you don't have to. So yeah, when they take your fucking money to pay these fucking lawsuits, it's your own fucking fault. You allowed it. It didn't have to be. It's your cowardice. It's your ignorance. It's your wanton ignorance because you'll just like these goddamn trucker strike shit. You will grab onto anything that keeps you from having to grab onto that fucking gun and fight this goddamn war that is inevitable. There's no other way to stop them, people. They've never looked at the history of the world. When has a tyrant ever just said, "Well, I'm going to quit being a tyrant. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to marry my horse. I'm not going to fiddle while Rome burns. I just found reality and I'm going to go along with it. You know, I found decency and morality. It just popped into me. Ain't going to fucking happen. The only way tyrants are put down are the way they were put down in this country. Even though the fucking uprising was hijacked, it was the people that fucking shot their ass out of here and you had to shoot their ass out of here. They weren't going to leave because you told them you were going to shoot their ass out of here. They put you to the fucking task. And they're going to put you to the task this time, man, because they know that you're putting your goddamn life above your fucking liberty, and your life ain't worth shit without your liberty, dumbasses. That's the whole game. They make you afraid. They fear. Oh, I'm afraid. I don't want to be afraid. If I cooperate, I don't got to be afraid. But, oh, yes, I do, because then they're going to come and they're going to stick a goddamn biological kill agent in my arm and kill me. I guess you're caught in a little bit of a conundrum here, aren't you? Are you going to polish that gun while they're sticking the needle in your arm? Jesus, people. Where were we here? Captain Matt Zimmerman, who pulled his gun and shot an unarmed man inside of a cell in 2019, was allowed to retire and was never charged with a crime. Of course he wasn't. The decision by the district attorney, who can't fucking exist, it's a violation of the 9th fucking article. The only jurisdictional authority on this land is the fucking common law jurisdiction. That goddamn administrative admiralty they're operating on, it pertains to the sea. 200 miles off the fucking coast. It doesn't exist here. It exists here in violation of the law of the land. The law of the land says the law of the sea cannot come upon the land. And in 1871, they brought it here. Oh, we're going to keep it in this 10-mile square. It's called Washington, D.C. It's not even going to be a part of the United States. It's going to be the District of Columbia, not even a state. And then they worked and they wormed and they squirmed and they ate through that fucking shit until we sit here today fucking being oppressed by fucking goddamn law of the fucking sea, which knows no bounds. The captain of the fucking ship, there is no fucking written, there's no written law that they have to follow. He can just say fucking, just like on Yellowbeard, or when they go off, I don't know how many have launched it, but nail that man's foot to the deck. They walk over there and nail his foot. Then people understand, you're under a whole nother fucking set of rules here, buddy. But God damn it, that's why that Bill of Rights was written, so that we could live as free fucking people with liberty. And we could own property, and we could be happy, and we could exploit our own resources, not fucking international capitalists in the form of communists and fucking fascists. Us, we the people, we were to be provided with a currency without debt attached to it, so that we could access our resources and live happy fucking lives as free individual sovereign nationals of this country. And that's what they have stolen from us. Well, guys, it's 3 after. I haven't been hit by a fucking meteor, as you can tell. So we're going to call it a show, and I guess I'll go downstairs and wrap myself in fucking cotton to make sure Lori don't get in no trouble, because I might burn myself with a match or something. And that is the word from the trenches.